and welcome to another Eurogamer newscast. My name is Tom, and this week we're talking about EA's decision to split with FIFA after almost 30 years. Joining me this week are Eurogamer news reporters Victoria Kennedy.
Hi there.
And Ishraq Subban.
Hello.
And special guest, ultra mega FIFA fan Wesley Yimpool.
That is my defining trait. Hello.
Get that on a business card.
You don't have one from him? That's what they say. So earlier this week, just ahead of EA's financial results, we found out the news that had to some extent been expected, that EA and FIFA were breaking up. They were divorcing. They were transferring themselves away from each other. I don't know. All of those football puns. But EA and FIFA, after this year, are no longer going to be working together.
The
contract was due to expire. We knew that FIFA and EA had been thinking that this might be it. EA had certainly made some noises in that regard recently. Earlier this year, Andrew Wilson, boss of EA, said that FIFA was only four letters on front of the box, reportedly, which didn't sound too appreciative.
I mean, that's not reportedly. It literally is four letters. So he got that right.
True. True. But we should say that wasn't a statement that he released publicly. It was reported that he said that. Not that he has discounted that he said it. It looked like it was on the cards. But this week, the confirmation came. And as part of that, they have extended the current license temporarily for 1 year, which covers, obviously, this year, which is a World Cup year. So we will get a FIFA 23, but as of next year, next year's game will be EA Sports FC.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, this is the name. I can see all the kids in school going, have you played the latest EA Sports FC?
No one's going to call it that.
No one's going to say
it. We'd
expected this name to come up, but everyone's just going to call it FIFA, right?
Well, yeah. I think they will for now, but, well, we can get onto this. There will be more FIFA games. So when that happens, saying, have you played the new FIFA, is going to be, well, it's not going to be this EA's game. There will be a FIFA from someone else.
I guess we'll have to see in what state that FIFA arrives and what mobile platforms it does.
Well, it'll be an NFT. Have you seen the new FIFA NFT?
Yeah. Well, speaking of NFTs, we should talk about why EA wants to do this. And I think there are several reasons. Money is obviously a big one of them, but there are others too. Victoria, you wrote about this a bit yesterday. What would you say is the main reason that EA is doing this, is splitting with FIFA?
So, well, EA have said that they want to kind of find some different, not partnerships, but different brands that they can work with, I suppose. So I guess that would be a big one, if they're feeling that they've been pigeonholed by just being a FIFA football brand. Yay, nay, team?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell from your faces if you felt that I was on the right line there.
The way it's worked is it's quite a controlled license deal, right? So they're making a FIFA game that is branded FIFA, so they sort of restricted in to work with people who are already partnering with FIFA, the organization. So by ditching FIFA, they can partner with anyone.
So forgive my ignorance on this, but does that include like players that they can and can't use within a game?
No, those licenses are separate. So literally partnering with FIFA or doing their license deal with FIFA gets the name FIFA on the box, the official branding. So they call a game FIFA, but within the game itself, they have the official FIFA branding for anything that FIFA does. And that includes the World Cup. So EA was able to have official World Cup content by having the license with FIFA. But beyond that, you know, they do separate individual deals for all of the various leagues around the world. Like EA does a deal with Premier League to have the Premier League exclusively in FIFA. And then, you know, does deals with footballers on an individual basis where it's required. And, you know, this is all separate to the FIFA deal and the FIFA branding.
So in that sense, the World Cup aside, FIFA really is just the name on the box, and it'll still be the same game that most players.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Wilson's right in that respect. They'll lose after this year's game, which has the World Cup that's going to be in Qatar. Mm. They'll lose the World Cup, so there will be another World Cup FIFA game from someone else. There just definitely will be, because that is a game that lots of people will be interested in. The official World Cup football game is something that, you know, I can see Konami being interested in doing, you know. So
yeah, but potentially the easiest things to do on the World Cup rights would be for FIFA to just give them to eFootball.
Yeah.
Although, you know, we're talking 4 years down the line. Who knows if eFootball will even exist at that point? I thought it was interesting when the deal was announced, though, that in the press release from EA, you had all of these statements from other organizations, companies. Premier League was one, some of the other European leagues, even Nike, one of the sponsors, saying we're still going to be working with EA. Basically, EA are proven trusted partners in earning us money. We're still going to want to be partners with them earning money in the years forward. And for the user, for the regular player, it is just the name on the box, and that every 4 years that World Cup content. But it's just going to be weird it not being called FIFA. And I think that brand name holds a lot to a lot of people. I was talking about it with my friends who were sort of outside of the gaming bubble, and it definitely penetrated beyond games news. It was on the front of BBC News this week. And people were asking, well, you know, what's Ultimate Team going to be called now?
Well, it's going to be called Ultimate Team.
But will it still be called FUT?
No, I think it'll just be called UT, yeah. Yeah, well, they could still call it FUT if they go with
SUT.
FC Ultimate Team, then it'd be for cut.
For cut.
But yeah, Ultimate Team's going to stay the same. It's going to be Ultimate Team. It's not. Yeah.
So from a consumer point of view, so EA have said that they are looking into like the NFT and bringing videos of like real world games into their marketing, whatever. Games in the future, would you be more inclined to buy a game that has FIFA on the box, or would you be more inclined to buy a game that comes from EA Football?
I don't care what it's called. If it's a good game, it's a good game, right? Like, and this is an awkward marketing issue for EA, no doubt about it, but they'll get over it. We'll all get used to it. Everyone eventually will be fine with working out what to call it. And, you know, this... You guys are too young to remember this, but I'm old enough to remember when Championship Manager was the biggest football management game on earth and really, really, really popular and very, very good. And then the people who made it splintered off, and they took basically the game with them. They were allowed to take the game with them, and they called it Football Manager. So everything about the game was basically taken with them, and the Championship Manager rights holders were left with the name only. And what is the game like? What is the biggest football management simulation now? What does everyone know it to be called? Like, what rolls off the tongue? No one talks about Championship Manager now except old people like me. So
my brother had Championship Manager, so he must be an old person. I'm very sorry, Edward.
But yeah, like that, this is, you know, no one can, ultimately, if the game is good, it will be fine.
No, I agree. But EA still has a branding issue because, I mean, Football Manager does roll off the tongue. EA Sports FC doesn't. It just doesn't. It's a terrible name.
Remember, FIFA was called EA Sports FIFA. But no one said EA Sports.
So people won't say
EA Sports.
But no one's going to call it FC.
Oh, I don't know. I think they might call it FC. Because it's so, like it's just generic enough. It's the same number of syllables as FIFA. So, you know, it's just a thing to say. FC... Have you played the new FC? Have you played for... I think it will be fine. Eventually.
Imagine if Konami did it, it'd be KFC.
That would be good.
Very good. Yeah. They'll get... EA will be... Like, it's awkward, and they'll have to put some money into sort of getting the word out and helping people understand. But over the course of a 10-year plan, which they do think that far ahead, it'll be fine.
There's no competition in the market anyway, besides Konami.
That's not. No.
So yeah, they had nothing to worry about, and they knew that they were in a position where they didn't have to pay whatever money FIFA was charging for the license.
I think this is the key issue, isn't it? Like, if you know, EA could very happily, and I suspect, despite all the nice things that they want to say about doing more stuff with the game and putting player created content first and putting live matches in the game, great. But you know, if FIFA wasn't asking you for an extra $1 billion over the next World Cup cycle, 4 years, you probably would have stuck with how things were, just because it was a very nice money making franchise. Yeah. But I think that's the key issue, isn't it? That FIFA wanted more money. This, to be fair, you know, because I've seen a lot of headlines saying, "Oh, greedy FIFA asking for an extra $1 billion over 4 years." And yeah, I mean, FIFA, you could very happily say is a greedy organization in a lot of ways. But this is from an old contract negotiated a while ago. And FIFA has grown a lot since that contract was negotiated. And it's normal for contract renegotiations to take place. And I think FIFA saw the money that EA was paying it and thought, you know, all those billions that you make from FIFA, EA, you could probably give us a little bit more than you were giving us right
now. It wasn't just about the money, though. That was a massive part of it. That is most FIFA wanted to branch out and let others make FIFA stuff as well, FIFA games. So EA was faced with paying more money and losing exclusivity, where they would be making the FIFA sim, the big FIFA sim, but also...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be they wouldn't have the rights to FIFA themselves. So, you know.
Well, it would dilute the brand, wouldn't it? And you'd also have like issues of quality where EA would like, well, we don't want to put our name on something that isn't, you know, of EA standard, which sometimes is mixed, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going in it. I think EA just basically thought it's not worth it anymore. It's just not worth it at those terms. And so we'll bite the bullet on changing the name and go alone.
But what do you think about them wanting to include the NFT side? Because when I wrote the article yesterday, and a few of our commenters were like, that's not what we want. No. So they're saying player experience, but that's the opposite of what we want. We just want a good game.
Yeah, I think that's almost a red herring, that sort of the idea of the NFTs being in meaningful in FIFA. Like, we're already looking at declining interest in NFTs. You know, the whole blockchain thing seems, I'm not sure it's going to be as prominent as it seems to have been.
We've said it before, but I think it's just for investors, and it's just having to say something like that for the investors in order to look like you're actually working on something.
Yeah, it's a buzzword.
I think the more likely thing is they'll start doing deals with companies they've never done before. They'll start to create a part of the game which is user-generated content, which they haven't really been able to do before. They'll let you watch live clips of live football within FIFA, which they've never been able to do before, and charge people for it. Probably they'll do direct sales within FIFA. say the game updates with the new kit for Chelsea, there'll be a button that lets you go, I'll buy that, and it'll arrive at my door. They've never been able to do that before, and they'll get a cut. I think they've looked at like Fortnite and Roblox and the explosion of popularity within the metaverse for those games, and the kind of things that they do, they have never been able to do anything like that before. So I wouldn't be surprised if they create like a FIFA virtual world where, you know, you can go in and, you know, maybe there's a live broadcast of a football match. Maybe there's like, you can see the virtual Chelsea team training in one part of the world, or some...
The FIFA-verse.
FIFA-verse, yeah. I mean, it's all this stuff.
That'd be cool, actually. Yeah. I think there'd be nice additions that players would actually like nice to have. I didn't realise that the agreement with FIFA was that restrictive, that they can do any of this.
Well, they haven't been able to do deals outside of the people that FIFA wants, already does do deals with. I take it with a pinch of salt, all of these brilliant ideas that EA has come forward with, now that apparently they were restricted from doing in the past. It's a good time to start talking about those things. And I, you know, EA is always hunting for the next thing to try and shove in FIFA to sell it with, whether it's Volta or The Journey or something else. I mean, the core gameplay that people care about is Ultimate Team, and that's not going anywhere. NFTs, yeah, I think that's just a buzzword.
To trigger.
Well, one of the really funny things about this story is the demented comment from Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, who, you know, himself has is been under, you know, there's lots of sort of question marks about his time at FIFA and various things that I don't want to say because I don't want, you know, we haven't run this past the lawyer, but his comment is proper Trumpian, like. It's brilliant. I can assure you that the only authentic real game that has the FIFA name will be the best one available for gamers and football fans. But the FIFA name is the only global original title. FIFA 23, FIFA 24, FIFA 25 and FIFA 26 and so on. The constant is the FIFA name and it will remain forever and remain, and this bit is in all caps, the best. Like, what does that mean?
It means that he's very excited after, I don't know, doing whatever it is that makes him really excited, and he's putting out. It's such a bizarre press release. Like, they didn't have it lined up to go when EA had their thing. I would love to know the politics to be on a fly, to be a fly on the wall when EA said that it was going to announce that, which it did, you know, several hours before its investor relations, its annual financial briefings, they announced it, they got ahead of it, and FIFA was sort of, I don't know, it felt to me like they were sort of scrambling afterwards to come up with this statement, and they just shoved the microphone in this guy's face, and like, he was like, the best! And then they were like, how do you, shall we write that in capitals? And he was like, yes!
I think they should put this statement on the box of their first FIFA game, FIFA non-EA FIFA game. Like, it, on the front cover, it should have, in quotes, the best FIFA president. The best.
Well, maybe, I think, to think more seriously, perhaps FIFA is a legitimacy crisis for them, where if other institutions or companies, for that matter, don't take them seriously with, you know, licensing agreements, they sort of lose their influence. And perhaps that's part of the reason why they're so scared.
They should be scared. It's almost like a poison chalice, this non-EA FIFA game, because you're going up against EA's, you know, whatever game they put out next year, which is going to be, you know, generally in keeping with what they normally do, which is a lot and makes a huge amount of money. Like, what's from a standing start, what developer is going to be able to make anything for FIFA that is even remotely close to generating the kind of revenues that EA sees from Ultimate Team? Like, it's like,
let's say go down like a mobile route.
Well, there's
no way you can do a AAA console release in 18 months.
It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
If they the statement there, FIFA 23. I don't know if he knows that actually that is coming out.
Yeah, I know. That's what is he talking about? I don't think
he
does.
He then says FIFA 24. So, you know, if you're looking to put out a game in 18 months, which is the typical EA release window for FIFA games, no developer on the planet is going to be able to, from a standing start, make a good FIFA or football simulation
this
game.
This is one of the reasons why I wonder if Konami swoops in, because, you know, presumably they have the eFootball. You know, next year's eFootball is, you know, was already in the plan. They were already working on it and all the rest of it. You know,
they need to put out this year's first.
1.0 has come out, Tom. So, yeah, I'm like, you know, the only sort of conceivable course of action I can see is Konami basically does a deal with them, and whatever game they were planning on releasing next year is just FIFA 24. So,
I think that'd make EA very happy just to see a poor quality game.
Can Konami afford it?
Well, I mean, so they're good financials, reportedly, EA was giving FIFA $150 million a year. And they wanted to double it. So can they afford it? No. But, you know, I don't think the terms of the deal would be the same, would it? You know, EA's FIFA's desperate, yeah. Really. It, Konami sort of be like... Yeah.
I don't think FIFA are in a position to ask for a high price for it, given that no one... Who else is going
to pay it? The other sort of... The other company that has been sort of bandied about is 2K. Because they do, they have their sports division that's already making a lot of money out of the ML baseball. Is it baseball?
NBA and
basketball.
NHL.
And basketball, NBA.
Remember. Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, so NBA 2K. They have a, you know, do they want to sort of like, and 2K has, you know, a lot of money. Take two, you know.
Yeah.
Do they want to take EA on? Is this the time to sort of like, to do that? They've always, for years, they've been sort of like, do you want to get in on this sort of thing? So,
but
it's so, again, it's going to be without so a licensing, difficult.
Without the licenses with the football teams and the development time.
No, actually, but there's an opportunity here to make FIFA the FIFA video game. And that, in principle, is quite a attractive proposition for, you know, a company that has the means to do it. But it is such a, yeah, you're right, Tom, like, who... Competing with EA is so difficult. They've got a vice-like grip on a lot of the licenses people care about. One of the things that Andrew Wilson did say in the financial call this week was, what do people care about? What do football fans really care about? And at scale. So, you know, the kind of people who just play FIFA and they don't really play much else, or they just sort of know a little bit about the gaming and they don't really, they're not like in the bubble like we are. Well, they want their league in the game. Right. So if you're British, if you're English or UK person, you're a football fan, you want the Premier League. If you're a German football fan, you want the Bundesliga. You know. So, and EA has all this tied up. They have it all sewn up. Right.
I do think, however, at least for the hardcore football base, competition's good. And if there is, like, because Konami's not doing anything right. So if there is legitimate competition with a legitimately good football game from 2K, even without the licenses, there is potential
They'd have to be in it for the long term to get to where they, you know, are making serious. Yeah. But what they make a lot of money out of the basketball game, right? Which is like the microtransactions are terrible in it, apparently, like from what I understand. Like really aggressive, grim, sort of gambling-esque microtransactions. And... If they took it on, it would be, they'd do that for their football game. So, you know, be careful what you wish for, I suppose. I don't know who else could do it.
I think that with, well, 2K is a good shout, but they've been burned by putting out stuff in the past that's poor quality and had to take time out because they've rushed something to try and get to market. You know, with WWE, so I feel like that was a lesson learned, and especially when you're looking at a FIFA 24 that will come out next year, that just seems an impossible task. What I do think we will see, though, is FIFA trying to make a quick buck now they're able to, by just putting their name on any old crap that comes their way. Like, there will be a FIFA game coming out next year, I'm sure, but is it a mobile game? You know, is it like, I don't know, some sort of companion app to the whatever they're doing?
What about?
They've got the license. They've got the ability to do this, and it would probably make them money.
I feel like if anyone could do it, it'd be Tencent. They have the money for it, and they have a lot of studios.
FIFA mobile game in principle is a big deal, right? There already is one. EA makes it. I mean, it won't be called FIFA for much longer, but it's very popular. It's, you know, FIFA mobile game in principle is a potentially massive game. And it doesn't have to be really good. I know that's sort of like damning on, but it's not like the kind of investment that you'd required for a console PC.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's targeted for the emerging market. We don't really have consoles. So I hate to say, but the standards are a bit lower. So yeah, you could just bring out a game and I think it'd do quite well. on the smart.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Even if it's not, yeah, even if it's not that, I mean, that I think would be a good step. But I'm even less optimistic about what FIFA will do to try and make up some of the money that they're not getting from EA next year. And you know, you just see it on like a FIFA Bet and Play app game thing that gets just shoved out onto the App Store. And
do you know what, this whole thing seems to me to be one of the most disastrous things for FIFA ever. Like, I just don't know what they're playing out. Yeah, I know.
Things going on.
This is on. Add it to the list. But this is just, to me, it's crazy. You don't piss EA off, who, like, to this extent where they go see her. Like, what are they playing at? Like, do they not know FIFA 22? It's not like they're getting out on when FIFA's on a downturn. FIFA 22 is the most successful FIFA of all time. Like, they've got 150 million FIFA accounts, EA has. 150 million.
Mm.
Like,
this, do you think there's ever a chance that they could backtrack on this?
No, it's done now.
No.
Yeah. It's done. Yeah. It's done now.
It's too late, yeah.
That bridge is burned.
Other, I mean, this is sort of getting a bit distracted from the point, but are the wheels coming off FIFA in general, and this is just another symptom?
Well,
FIFA as a whole.
You mean the organisation?
What do they do apart from the World Cup? Yeah,
apart from the World Cup, they tend to get embroiled in, you know, scandal. So they're quite good at annual. They've worked out a way to annualise that, which is quite good. They've annualised
corruption.
Got a number of studios rotating the corruption. So there's always one out every November. I don't know, like. The average person doesn't have any visibility on FIFA, the organisation. They just don't care at all. Like, generally, it's not. Generally, when you go, if you would stop someone in the street and say FIFA, they think they're a video game, like, first. And, you know.
That's true.
So the organisation, nobody really knows anything about how it works or why it does what it does. No one says, are you going to watch the FIFA World Cup this year? Like, no one says that. Like, there's no FIFA is incidental, you know, to the way people consume football generally. It's only ever in the news when they do something terrible. So
it's Sepp Blatter getting money thrown at him.
Yeah, Sepp Blatter is famous for being corrupt. Great, that's what you're known for. So I don't know if things are worse than now than they've been before.
Yeah, it's hard to feel bad for FIFA. Like, if they're looking for a sub story.
Yeah, and I increasingly have no time for FIFA because they, you know, they greenlit a World Cup in a country which has basically killed people to put it on. And
some of the numbers this week on the number of migrant workers
just disgusting. Is, you know,
it's horrendous.
And that's FIFA. That's FIFA. Like,
that is FIFA, you know, isn't it?
Sure, you have a World Cup in Qatar. Now, what could possibly go wrong? Apart from the heat. So, yeah, EA's probably better off about him.
It does distance EA, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, has the FIFA name, those four letters, become toxic? Too toxic for EA.
So do you think EA were kind of like, actually, this is like an LGL-free card, you asked for more money, we've been looking for an out, adios?
Well, I would say I don't think that's the case because they made a pretty aggressive offer, which, you know, FIFA ended up, you know, refusing. Reportedly, they actually tried to make it work, you know. So they wouldn't have done that if they were like, you know, they wanted out. I think as it was mentioned earlier, you know, they would probably have preferred to keep FIFA ultimately and just try and do some of the stuff they want to do within that. But you know, this is probably a little added bonus.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it's costing them money to rebrand anyway, so I think they would have preferred to just stick with
the. Yeah, they've got, you know, they have got an awkward, relatively costly marketing job to do over the next couple of years, where, you know, they have to re-educate their fan base, you know, who probably don't even know this has happened. You know, I haven't actually talked to my brother about this yet, or my nephew. I should really, when I speak to them next, I should be like, have you heard about FIFA? I bet they haven't. I bet they haven't got a clue this is happening.
You mean they don't read Eurogamer?
I mean, this story did hit like the mainstream media outlets. We did say it was on BBC News.
Yeah, I heard it on radio too.
I think you know, like not the average person isn't so like BBC News heavy as you might think.
When I spoke to someone who has no interest in reading Eurogamer, they're not that plugged into games, and I said, EA have stopped making FIFA games. They were like, what? And I said, right. But it's just going to be called something else. And they were like, oh, well, who cares?
Oh, there you go.
I think when it comes to 2023, that's what it's going to be, and everyone's going to buy EA Sports.
They absolutely will. I think FIFA should go, rather than try and compete with EA and make this like mega, like this big sim game that EA makes, I think they should go proper like off the deep end and make really bizarre FIFA games that where you like play the ball boy or you're like the kit person and you have to basically make sure everyone's kits are clean in time for like it's like an RTS, but you have to like wash all the clothes. Or you drive the bus like to get
so like a club simulator, you know, just do it with the like
yeah, like you know, like FIFA fucking football stud sim. Like,
when you started that, I thought you were going to go like
that's what I was thinking as well. I wasn't getting that.
Not. I didn't think it'd be like let's clean.
Well, they could. That's not a bad shot. Like they could totally like Shaolin Soccer. I don't know if none of you have seen that movie.
FIFA should give the IP
to Nintendo. Amazing.
Have you thought about that? Give it to Mario Strikers. FIFA Mario Strikers.
Oh my god. Actually, if this guy, this mad Trump guy at FIFA is a genius. He's like, they should BioWare it. There should be a BioWare FIFA game.
What?
It's like, can you imagine?
We have opened up. Where's his fallen through?
This is going to be great.
You could do a FIFA employee GTA and just, you know, you play as a platter, you go into your bathroom, you turn on the tap, just money pours out.
Yeah, FIFA simulator. The corrupt one.
Need to get to my 2 p.m. With Qatar.
Do you know? You know what? You could have a.
Before my 3 p.m. with Russia,
breaking down boundaries. You can have a mobile game where you have to draw, paint the white lines on the pitch with your thumb, and you have to be really like if you really precise. And see, like the more accurate you are, the higher score.
I wouldn't
you get.
Put it past them. Give them a level of crap. Oh, that's a mobile.
Focus.
They would actually do that.
I reckon that guy who wrote the press release would be pretty good at that. I think he's seen a few white lines in his time. Anyway.
I've never seen Wes's eyes quite so wide.
That's a pretty cool thing for you to say there, Tom. I think you obviously mean...
The simulator game that you were talking about.
The simulator game, yeah. He'd just be good at it, I think, because he's quite accurate in general.
So, looking forward to seeing what FIFA does next year and all of these amazing additions that EA is cooking up that it just has been held back from adding into FIFA games while FIFA itself was earning lots of money from it. What a lovely pair of companies. And that's probably a good place to leave it. Thank you for watching if you've sat through it all to this point, and thank you Ishraq, Victoria and Wes for joining. We will see you on the Eurogamer next newscast next time. Bye for now.